Welcome to Sunday Talks from Center for Spiritual Living, Minneapolis. Each week we share practical New Thought wisdom to support spiritual growth, healing, and inspired living. Our June 2026 theme is Higher, Deeper Love. This month we open ourselves to higher, deeper love, a love that is far more than romance, affection, or kind feelings. We explore love within us, through us, among us, and as the world we are co-creating together. As we practice this love in ordinary moments, even the uncomfortable ones, we discover that love is not just something we seek, but the very presence of spirit living through us. Today's talk is titled, Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong, with Reverend W. O'Donnell. Higher, deeper love calls us into sacred action. This talk explores how small acts of compassion, gratitude, prayer, service, and community care help us co-create a world where love becomes visible. And now, here's Reverend W. O'Donnell.
Okay. Have you ever found yourself talking to yourself out loud in public? Okay, I talk to myself out loud at home a lot. But, you know, I was at Target going through self-checkout, you know, and so I scan an item and I hear a beep. And then this voice comes out of nowhere, right? Please place this item in the bagging area. Well, I'm talking out loud. It's in the bagging area. Then pick it up, put it back down, and then it's unexpected item in the bagging area, right? You guys know where this is going, right? I was like, I've already scanned it once. I can't scan it again. So I'm having this conversation with this machine, and it's somewhat civil. And then I noticed the woman next to me, she has stopped scanning altogether. And the guy on the other side, he's like, you know, sometimes you just need to hit the skip bagging button. Is there a skip bagging button? And before I know it, there's all of us trying to figure out what to do with this one item. Just one item. Before some woman comes over magically with a key, does something, and everything's good. Like, good. And I was walking out of the store, I got to thinking about this idea that we all have this common thing about technology, but it is our divine nature to help each other. So it wasn't just me, it was me and these strangers all talking to each other and the machine. It was actually quite something, because it's our human nature just to help. You know, it's like a default setting that's built into us. And it happens automatically. You don't have to talk people into kindness or into love. How many here have been saying prayers for people in Venezuela? You know, it just naturally happens. We see stories on the news all the time about, you know, someone is in a flood or in a tornado or they've had a disaster, we all help. Here in Minnesota, if there's a blizzard and your car is stuck, all of a sudden somebody's going to come and help you, more like tell you and show you how to get your car out of the middle of the road. When someone posts something online, you know, we say, oh, how sweet. I mean, why else do we watch those stupid cat videos? We are wired for connection. We are born to care for each other. Sometimes even more than for ourselves. We're just wired that way. But somewhere along the line, society teaches us to be a little more cautious, right? To protect ourselves. We start to think about, are they worthy of my time and my compassion and my kindness? Or we make an assumption, right, that somebody else is taking care of all of that. I don't have to worry about it. Somebody else is doing it. But underneath all of that, there's love. There's fear, yes. There's an idea of separation, yes. Sometimes there's just this total indifference. But more than not, there's love. Ernest Holmes, the author of the Science of Mind book, Life is not only where we are, it is what we are. The universe does not rest except for on the shoulders of love. The shoulders of love. Love isn't something that just God does. Love is actually something that it is what life really is. Love is what life is all about. That's what we're here to do, to love ourselves, to love each other, to honor and respect. So every time we're generous, we're compassionate, we do a prayer or a positive thought for a stranger, every time we become the unexpected helper, every time, we are proving that is our true nature, that love is our true nature for life. The theme this month has been higher, deeper love, and it's kind of been an interesting journey. We've used song titles by singers that, like, before Judy was here, it was a song by Kiss. It was like, yeah, not doing that one. But today, we're talking about how love lifts us up where we belong, and it really, truly does. Because the question isn't whether the world needs more love. The question isn't whether we all need more love in our life. But here's the real question. The real question is, how are we actively co-creating a world that reflects that love? We get to do that. Because every single day, we are building a world that the next generation is going to inherit with every thought. And we're influencing that world not just through elections and policies, but through our conversations, through our ability to forgive, through our curiosity, through where we put our attention. Where we put our attention is very important. Just as important as the stories we tell ourselves and others. All coming, circling back to that idea of love. Because we are all creating this world together. All of us. So today I'd like to look at three ideas. I'd like to look at how love allows us to see more clearly. How love requires, actually, I think it requires and desires for us to fully participate in it. And how that participation feeds into the collective consciousness and how we can feed into it consciously, the goodness that we want to see in our lives and in the lives for others. So that idea about how love helps us see clearly. You know, the world is sort of like this really beautiful but messy and worn quilt. You know, there are patches that are just beautiful. There are patches that just sort of fit together so nicely. But then there are some that need a lot of repair, that are very worn, that actually need to be replaced in total. When we witness incredible acts of generosity and courage, we see that every day. But we also witness division and injustice and fear, suffering. And sometimes we can make the mistake, especially those on the spiritual path, of it's all perfect, whole, and complete. Or, it is all so broken. But the truth is that it's not either or, it's both. There are some breathtaking, beautiful, incredible moments. And there's some really broken moments. But we're on that spiritual path by being here, by watching this. We have suited up, shown up to support that spiritual life. And when we do that, we get to see the beauty and the brokenness and get to honor both of them. We can see the progress that's being made and the pain that's being suffered. We can experience joy and still be able to experience grief. Because with love, we don't deny reality. We just don't. We face reality, but we don't allow it to overwhelm us because we can see all of it. So we don't just get stuck in the bad, or we don't get stuck in just the good. We can see suffering and pain and ask ourselves, what is love asking of me here? We can take a breath and go within and hold a moment of beauty. We can hold a truth that in this pain, there is spirit moving. In this struggle of humanity, there is love. I think of Chef Joseph Andres, right, with World Kitchen, World Central Kitchen. Whenever there's a disaster, a crisis, his team shows up. They don't ask, they just show up. And they show up with food, not because they think they're going to solve all the problem. They're not going to fix it all. They know that. But they can ease the burden through their love of cooking. He once said, "The longer I live, the more convinced I become that food is a powerful force for good." And isn't that true? He saw suffering and he asked, "What can I do? What love can I bring to this?" And his love was cooking. He didn't ask, "How do I fix everything?" He just asked, "What can I do to bring love here?" That seed love clearly. Holmes again. Love is kind, gentle, and understanding. It is tolerant of others and reaches back through indifference and coldness to life. Love sees things that they as they are, but knows and feels that it can be better. Actually, that it will be better. It will be better because we get to participate. Love requires our participation. You know, it would be nice if spiritual growth worked like an app, right? You just go to the Play Store, you download it, you click install higher consciousness, right? Just click the button, there it is, you wait, you click on the terms and conditions, you know, because we never read them, we just click on it. And then, boom, spiritual life, handled. But no, it requires our full participation in every way, in every single day. And the plus to that is it gets sweeter and deeper. It expands in ways that we don't even recognize until we take a step back and like, whoa, I got so much more to be grateful for this day than I had yesterday. Because the world that I envision, I'm sure the world that you envision, right, requires us to share more than our opinions and our votes. A world that works for me is a world where I am fully present, where my voice and my compassion and my kindness and my willingness allows me to better understand, to better support, and to be a better steward. Adrienne Marie Brown writes, "We create the patterns of our society through our choices and beliefs and practices." That's a very sobering thought, isn't it? But it's also very empowering. Because the choices that we've made have created the the world we have today. The world at large and our own personal world, right, of our daily expressions. So if something isn't unfolding or being experienced the way we want it to be, we are at choice to change consciously our thinking, our actions, our beliefs, our practices. And then it starts to unfold the way we want it to unfold. We are so powerful. So powerful. I think John Lewis knew that. I really have a lot of respect for the way he loved the world, right? How he, after decade and decade, he was still creating good trouble, right? He knew that love isn't always soft, that sometimes love requires us to march or vote or listen. Sometimes love requires us to apologize. Sometimes love requires us to change our mind or just be quiet, just be that still voice in the room. Love even has difficult conversations, respectful conversations. So, since we've signed up for this spiritual life, we're not here to escape it. We're not here to label it. We're not here to judge it. What if we are just here to bring more consciousness into it? To be more fully awake and aware and alive. And let everyone know that. Bring us all together, all with us. So my question today is, where is love inviting each of us to participate? Is it mentoring a child, a new employee, partner? Is it learning something new, maybe extending some grace to ourselves and to others? Maybe it's about being compassionate when we're watching the news or reading those daily headlines, taking a breath before we act and react. Because every action matters. Our dominant thoughts, our dominant feelings, our dominant movements all contribute to the greater good. Which is takes me to that last point of a collective consciousness, a collective transformation. You know, there's a story about a young boy on a beach, and he sees these clams or whatever it is. You guys have all heard this story, right? Oh, starfish, right. And he starts throwing them back into the ocean. And some guy is like, well, why are you doing that? You can't save them all. And he's like, but I can save this one. That's where we are collectively. Because the story is constantly being written. The world is constantly transforming. We are constantly transforming. And that's the good news. We're all evolving. Humanity itself is evolving. We're learning, we're growing, we're going deeper and wider. Ram Dass, when you perceive yourself and others as souls, you bring love, truth, compassion to your interactions. How different would we be as we move in the world if we didn't have our political differences, we didn't have our labels, we didn't have our enemies? What if we're all just here as souls, messy souls, beautiful souls, occasionally irritating souls, but souls nevertheless, right? Souls. I hate to keep bringing this guy up, but I want to talk about Mr. Rogers because, you know, he's my hero. and he spoke about looking for the helpers. When something's going wrong, look for the helpers. Because there are helpers, right? The police officer was a helper. The fireman was a helper. The teacher was a helper. He kept bringing helpers. He wasn't teaching people to ignore issues. He was teaching us kids to look for the helpers. And guess what? He also taught us that when you can't find a helper, you get to be the helper. You get to be the helper not only for yourself, but for others. How's that for spiritual solidarity? Right? There's always helpers. And you are also a helper. Ernest Holmes, the universe does not rest on the shoulders of love. Love is the lodestone of life. Love is who we were here to become a greater expression of. So, what does a higher, deeper love really ask us? To recognize both the beauty and the brokenness, and to see them clearly, and ask, what is mine to do? Where am I to bring in love? Second, it asks us to stop waiting for someone else to fix everything, but to start consciously creating the world that we want, starting with our little piece of it, and allowing that vibration of love just to ripple out. And then to remember that we're all interconnected, and that we are all helpers in our own way. Every prayer, every kindness, every act of compassion, every choice matters. Every choice invites us to become more connected, more interconnected, and more aware. Holmes, we all have something else, something we didn't put there, an inward voice, the voice of God within us. That voice is always willing to tell us how to love more, where to love more. And it's always expressing itself. Spirit is expressing and experiencing its life as we are experiencing our life. That is a huge responsibility. But it's also a huge gift. So this week, I ask you to do one thing. Just one thing. Every morning, just sit for 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. And ask, what would love have me contribute today? Today. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a donation. Maybe it's an email. Maybe it's a reach out text. Maybe it's a hug. Maybe it's just watching the sunset. The world needs our love. We need our love. And we get to create this new world, one thought